Hey, welcome to this episode of Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. I had the opportunity to speak with Mike Rowe. Now, you may know him best from Dirty Jobs. He is an actor, a host, a narrator. He has a podcast, The Way I Heard It, and he also has a work ethic scholarship program with a mission to help close the skills gap by challenging the stigmas and stereotypes that discourage people of all ages from pursuing the literally millions of available jobs, and just help redefine the definitions of a good education and a good job. The next scholarship application availability window is coming up later this year. Telling you now because it is a process, and I want you to be prepared should this be an avenue you would like to pursue. There's a lot of scholarship money up for grabs, and one of the recipients could be you. Very entertaining, very knowledgeable. Here's Mike Rowe.
Hi, Jackie.
Hey, Mike. Thank you so much. I know we've got limited time, so let's just jump right in. Is that cool with you?
I love it.
Okay. Now, we are talking about, of course, with Mike Rowe, known for Dirty Jobs, an actor, host, narrator, your podcast, The Way I Heard It, and your work ethic scholarship program. What a slacker, Mike. Why don't you do something with your life?
You know, I'm trying to play the cards I got, Jackie, and they're interesting cards, and I'm older than I've ever been, and it just seems like, you know, this crazy scholarship, this foundation I set up 16 years ago, I don't know how it happened, but it's become the sun in my little solar system. So, yeah, it's good.
Well, reading about this scholarship program, I love the mission, because there has become a stigma attached to the jobs that make our country function.
It's crazy the way we do this to ourselves, but you're exactly right. Stigmas, stereotypes, myths, and misperceptions have conspired, really, to keep millions of kids out of the trade. And it was such an unforced error, you know, when we started promoting four-year degrees, which are all well and good, by the way, but to promote them at the expense of all of these other jobs, that was dumb.
Right.
And to take chop class out of high school, that was dumb. And now, you know, the consequences of all of that are pretty self-evident. You know, we've got over $1.7 trillion in student loans on the books, and something like 10 million open jobs, many in the trades, most of which don't require four-year degrees. So my foundation simply is in the business to shine a light on those opportunities and to offer some money in the form of scholarships to people who want to get the training that they need to make an honest living as a welder or a steam fitter, a pipe fitter, electric, heating, air conditioning, and so forth. The list is long.
You know, and that's how our family goes. My husband did not go to college. He started out in the oil field and twisting wrenches for Frito-Lay. Now he's vice president of the company he works for, and people are always shocked that he does not have a college degree, and I don't either. But we have worked our butts off like you have, and we've been willing to do it, and that's what you're looking for.
I am looking for that, and I'm also curious to know why your story and your husband's story have become threatening to so many people. It's like the very conversation about work ethic and delayed gratification and all of that, you know, that those virtues that a lot of people grew up with. I don't know when or why or how they fell out of favor, but they have.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my foundation, we just tried to hit the nail squarely on the head and say, look, these scholarships are designed to elevate work ethic, so they don't apply to four-year schools.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bunch of money set aside for tradespeople. Because like you, Jackie, I've talked to thousands of men and women with your husband's story.
Yeah.
You start on that rung, and you climb to the next, and the next, and the next thing you know, you wake up one day and you're running the company. It still happens, and it happens a lot.
Absolutely. On the microworks.org/scholarship and under jobs that actually exist, it looks like there's a lot of need for diesel mechanics, CDL drivers, and now cosmetology being included. Mike, that's huge.
You know, it's funny. When I started it, I really limited it to the construction trades, because they look like dirty jobs, right?
Yeah.
And I wanted it to really rhyme with the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I live on the road for the most part, and I get my hair cut every 3 months like most people, and every time I wind up talking to a stylist or a barber or somebody, and they've got such great stories, and many of them are making really good livings, you know, and they got their certification There's a lot of hustle. Some of them work two and three jobs, mm-hmm. but they're prospering, and they have a skill, and yeah. it's in demand. And so I just thought, let's just open this thing up. We've got probably 20, 25 different vocations now
yes.
that we assist with, and they're all listed on the website. And to your point, it's open to anyone.
Well, and there are some things you need to do. You need to take the sweat pledge. There's some hoops to jump through as far as submitting your application, some steps to follow, but nothing impossible. My husband had a great question, Mike. If you were graduating this year in 2024, which of these skilled trades would interest you the most or are the most lucrative and in demand or paying the best right now?
That is a great question. And I think it's hard to say for me for sure. I've tried all of them, and my particular set of skills doesn't really translate really well to the skilled trade. That's kind of the irony of my life. You know, my toolbox is different.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say to anybody who's inclined, mechanically inclined, it kind of doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because the thing about the trades is that way leads on to way. In a way that doesn't really happen in the typical white collar world. In other words, you get your welding certificate, and for long you're in the plumbing world.
Yeah.
And then you get your plumbing certification, and then the next thing you know, you're running electric, and now you got a van, and you've started a mechanical contracting business, and you've hired a couple of your buddies, and now you got HVAC, and right. And so the next, like, I hear these stories all the time. People that we assisted 4 or 5 years ago, I circle back with, you know, and I make these videos and I post them all over the place because they're really powerful.
Yes.
Jackie, when you say, hey, how's it going to somebody you gave $6,000 to 6 years ago and learned that they're running a $400,000 income through a business that's rooted in the mechanical services, well, that's where it starts, right? So it doesn't really matter where you start, whether you're turning a wrench in the oil fields or welding. In an automotive shop.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. Just keep moving forward and you'll keep climbing up.
Now, on your podcast, The Way I Heard It, I was listening to the episode that highlights your fight for independent contractors and against the PRO Act. And honestly, as a freelancer myself, that information, of course, now I have the burden of knowledge, but it really made my fanny pucker.
Yeah, me too. I can still hear the sound of my sphincter slamming shut in rage and disgust. But look, man, I mean, if your listeners don't know what we're talking about, there was a really bad law in California called AB5 that got passed, and now it's sitting on Congress's desk. It's called the PRO Act. And what's at stake is the right to work the way you want to work. This thing's going to impact 70 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about everything from graphic artists to dance instructors to freelance cameramen to writers. It's a terrible act. It was passed because the bottom line is when certain unions conspire with certain elected officials, you get certain policies that have breathtakingly bad unintended consequences. That's what the PRO Act is. So heads up, it's coming to a town near you and it's to be resisted.
Well, and we can find out more information on your website. And also, I didn't see that it was age specific, the scholarship program, your work ethic scholarship program, that
nope.
You can absolutely check that out at microworks.org/scholarship, because there are so many jobs out there if you're willing to learn, if you're teachable, and if you are not feeling the pressure for 4-year college and debt. And also, Mike, not everybody's going to be a social media star or make millions on OnlyFans.
No, that is a fact, you know, and I wish more people embraced it. But my goal is not to paint with too broad a brush. You know, a 4-year path is probably exactly what some of your listeners need. And some of them are probably going to go on to be social media influencers. Maybe some of them will even go on to become an American Idol. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the vast majority of people in this country need to figure out a skill that's in demand. And then they need to figure out how to get good at it. And then they need to figure out how to love it. And then they need to figure out how to pass it on. That's the story of our country. You know, it's a story of opportunity. It's not a story of, oh, it's my dream. And I'm never going to be happy unless I can get my dream to come true. I'm afraid that's just not how the real world works.
That's an excuse to not engage and to not get it going. And I love what you say, never follow your passion, but always bring it with you. And I could keep talking to you, but I know people are in line next. Mike, thank you so much. And we will definitely be checking out the scholarship program and also your podcast, The Way I Heard It. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Jackie. Give my regards to your husband.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. Want to thank Mike Neal for providing the intro and outro music, courtesy of his studio, Deepwell Sound. I'd sure love it if you would like, subscribe, and leave me a review.